Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Big Fat Activity Book for Pregnant People is a humorous interactive pregnancy book by Jordan Reed and Aaron Williams. Published in 2017, it sits between an activity book, a light diary, and a satirical guide using quizzes, mazes, word searches, lists, and journaling prompts to reflect the realities of pregnancy. Rather than presenting medical advice or a conventional how-to manual, it uses comedy to address the physical discomforts, emotional uncertainty, and social pressure that often accompany pregnancy. Its purpose is not to instruct in a clinical sense, but to create a playful, validating space where pregnant readers can recognize their own experiences and respond with laughter. The book appeals especially to readers who want a pregnancy gift or personal keepsake that feels irreverent rather than earnest. And it stands out in the parenting category because it treats pregnancy as something to document, joke about, and survive rather than idealize. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, interactive formats turn pregnancy into a participatory reading experience. This participatory structure also helps explain why the book works well as a gift. It does not demand a major time commitment or prior knowledge, and readers can open it at any point without losing meaning. That flexibility is important in a category where many books are consulted sporadically rather than read linearly. By breaking content into short, humorous exercises, the book acknowledges the fragmented attention and fluctuating energy common in pregnancy. The design, therefore, supports the subject matter, a body and mind in transition, are met with a reading experience that is equally flexible, brief, and approachable. Secondly, humor is used as a coping mechanism for physical discomfort and anxiety. The comedic framing also gives readers permission to admit mixed emotions. Pregnancy is often represented as joyful and meaningful, but the book makes room for irritation, boredom, embarrassment, and confusion. That broader emotional range is one of its strengths. Instead of presenting a single correct response to pregnancy, it normalizes contradiction. A person can be excited and exhausted, grateful and annoyed, amused and overwhelmed. By making laughter a legitimate response, the book offers emotional relief without becoming a substitute for real support. It works best as a companion for readers who want validation through wit rather than through formal encouragement. Thirdly, it pushes back against unsolicited advice and pregnancy policing. This theme also gives the book a sharper cultural edge than a typical novelty activity book. It is not only about amusement, it is about refusing the tone of judgment that often shapes pregnancy literature. The book positions itself against the assumption that every choice must be optimized, monitored, or morally evaluated. That makes it especially relevant for readers who feel overwhelmed by parenting discourse and want a lighter but more skeptical companion. Its satire works because it recognizes a common social pattern: pregnancy can become a site of performance, where everyone has an opinion. The book replies by treating that performance as absurd. Fourthly, the book treats everyday pregnancy logistics as absurd and relatable material. The book is especially effective when it addresses consumer culture, such as baby gear and registry planning. Rather than treating these topics as aspirational milestones, it treats them as absurdly overloaded systems that invite comparison and stress. That perspective makes the book distinctive in a market that often romanticizes preparation. It acknowledges that buying things does not make pregnancy simpler, and that the language of necessity around baby products can be comically inflated. The result is a satirical but useful reminder that many pregnancy chores are less about perfection than about endurance, compromise, and keeping a sense of humor. Lastly, it functions as both keepsake and validation tool for pregnant readers. At the same time, the book offers validation by showing that private frustration and public excitement can coexist. Readers may not find exhaustive medical guidance here, but they do find recognition, which can be equally useful in a different way. The book is therefore best understood as a companion text. It does not replace serious pregnancy resources, but it complements them by naming the emotional texture of the experience. That balance between record, joke, and reassurance is what gives it lasting appeal. It stands apart from many pregnancy books because it understands that being useful does not always mean being formal. In conclusion, this book is best suited to pregnant readers who want humor, recognition, and a light interactive format rather than a clinical guide. It will also appeal to people shopping for baby shower gifts, especially when the recipient has a taste for irreverent or self-aware comedy. Its practical benefit is not medical instruction, but emotional relief. It gives readers a place to laugh at the inconveniences, contradictions, and social pressures of pregnancy. Its intellectual value lies in how clearly it exposes the gap between idealized pregnancy culture and lived experience. Compared with many books in the pregnancy category, it is less prescriptive, less earnest, and more willing to treat common assumptions as ridiculous. That makes it stand out as a commentary on pregnancy culture as much as an activity book. The combination of joke-driven content, journaling prompts, and satirical observation gives it a distinctive position. It is both a keepsake and a humorous mirror for people navigating a demanding life stage. If you would like to support Jordan Reed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.